All right, here we go. 7:46 at WGCL. There is the world famous Chuck Crabb.
Yeah, just sitting here about to be joined by very dear friend.
Let's get an update. We had tweets go out this morning from Indiana University.
Oh, yeah, on the IU alert.
Yeah, at 6 a.m. saying there was a gunman on campus. Everybody stay in place. Lock it up. 6:41 this morning, retweeted the situation is under control. Go about your normal business, but be vigilant. Bloomington Police Department on Twitter tweeted earlier this morning. They're investigating a robbery that occurred approximately at 5:30 this morning at the Village Pantry on 12th and Indiana. So that is the cause of the effect, and that's why the alerts were out. Again, they're on that case, and that's why your phones, for those of you who subscribe, lit up this morning.
Yeah.
So now we have some, we can see the forest and the trees on that. So please be vigilant. Keep your eyes and ears tuned up. And the woman they are looking for, I believe, is still
at large.
At large. That's the word I was looking for. Joe Smith joins us here on a Friday morning. Big show Friday. We're getting the band back together. Smitty, how are you?
Fellas, how we doing? Double
hey,
C, welcome
great.
Back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Just a lot of fun to be up here atop One City Center again.
High atop One City Center?
Yep.
Not as foggy as it was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Oof. That was something. Wow.
It's been something. This whole summer of heat and humidity and everything else.
Yep.
We've gotten through it all. But, Joe, the forecast looks absolutely fantastic for a night at Fred Huff Memorial Field. It's a big one to raise the curtain tonight. It is our 67th year of high school football here on the airways. Let's hear Friday Night Lights as we get it going on a Friday morning.
Well, after 3 weeks of practice, now the games start counting. Edgewood and North on the road. The fourth-ranked Panthers open at Huff Memorial tonight as we kick off high school football, a proud tradition since 1949 here on the airwaves. We'll see if the Southsiders can contain not only the state's top-rated quarterback, but the number one-rated quarterback in the country in Clemson-bound Hunter Johnson of Brownsburg tonight. Panther defense led by All-State linebackers Tommy Richardson and Sam Helm. 32 season takeaways last year, including 21 interceptions in 2015, but an inexperienced secondary tonight. That'll be something to watch. Panthers coming off back-to-back 11-1 seasons that held eight opponents to 7 points or less a year ago. It's Gavin Yeske and Christian Paycheck, a couple of juniors now, off of those memorable sophomore campaigns, and an offense that averaged over 30 points last season. Paycheck with 15 touchdowns and 1,000 yards plus. Yeske accounted for 28 total touchdowns. Ben Friel opens at quarterback tonight. Logan Calvin leads the Cougar defense. Scott Bless, season 12, the Cougars of North at number 3, 5A Columbus East at John Stafford Field in Bartholomew County. North 0-5 in first game meetings with the Olympians dating back to 2011. Jerry Bland opens up season 10 without Ian Coldren. He's out until September 9th, maybe longer with an injury. They'll play at Mitchell. Andrew Grafe gets the call at quarterback. Logan Day replaces Coldren in the backfield, hopefully finding the end zone a couple of times or more at Terry Cole Field down in Blue Jacket Country. Also tonight, Owen Valley at Vincennes Lincoln. Eastern's at home against Springs Valley. Randy Manier, the former Purdue and New York Giants standout. He steps in as head coach at Brown County. The Eagles are home at Daly Field to Edinburgh. And Brian Oliver has his second-ranked Class A Linton Miners ready to roll at Speedway. On the fall sports beat, two of the new Cougar head coaches got their first varsity wins Thursday night. Disney Brandenburg's volleyballers had a comeback five-set win at Brownstown Central. Jade Vasquez, along with Shea Barrow and Haley Stoltz, leading the way as Vasquez came up with 38 assists on the night. North's now 1-1 on the young season. Sean Marler, Cougar fellas on the soccer field, they battled in hot, sticky weather to beat Columbus North 3-1 last night at the Cougar Soccer Park. Sophomore Andrew Goldsworthy had a couple of goals, both in the opening half that held up, and Max Menser scored in the second half for the Maroon and Gold. Elsewhere, Kevin Sparks, the two-time defending sectional South champions, often scoring well. 6-1, they win at Franklin. Sophomore Alex Fox had the hat trick, a three-goal evening. In girls' action, Edgewood beat Greenwood Christian 2-1. Austin Tucker's first varsity coaching win for the Mustangs there in that opener. Elsewhere, back to volleyball, Eugene Kim South girls are off to a 2-0 start, winning at 3 at Linton Thursday night. Lizzie Soaklin, along with Gracie Bland, with solid efforts there. Ken Heidinger's defending champion, sectional champion North Cougars. They addressed game one in winning style, 5-0 at B&L. Mac Rogers, along with Paul Zube and Jason Lovell, sweeping singles all in straight sets. Out on the links, Lydia Quinn, team medal honors with a 47, but South lost to a very, very solid B&L Stars crew, who put up a 171 score at the Bloomington Country Club yesterday. Martinsville, well, they fired an equally impressive 162 at the Canes over the Quarry 9, beating North by 22 shots. Team medalists for Brian Muehlhaus's Northsiders, senior Kalina Abraham with a 44, and at Hidden Hills down in Springville, senior Megan Higgins continues to play well. She won medalist honors with a 41 as Gary Lee's Mustangs topped Eastern by 49 strokes, shooting a team score 206. Don't forget, tonight in Rio at 10, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk will debut a week from tonight. Again, it's Brownsburg South tonight on the airwaves, Chalk Talk at 6:30. Friday Night Lights, week number one.
And, Joey, we're going to talk about it and remind the listeners that starting next Friday after high school football coverage, we will get caught up with the coach, Bob Lovell, correct?
Yeah, I just mentioned
that. Yeah, I just wanted to double-check to make sure that I had that in my mind correct, because when people get that going next week, we'll get that fired up too. Okay, good. Week from tonight. So we're up and raring to go. High school football's got a great forecast tonight. You're not going to have to bring your umbrella. Hopefully, it's only a 20% chance. Stranger things have happened in Indiana, but it's better than the percentages we had earlier in the week and this time last week.
Well, you can put up with, even if it does rain, just keep the electricity out of the sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want any of that.
I don't know if Callahan will talk about how purified the water is. in the rain delay, or not the rain delay, but the electricity delay. So we don't want that. So,
no.
Let's hope for a good one.
I think you'll have a good one as well. Colts are looking to have a good one. That's their home preseason opener against John Harbaugh's Baltimore Ravens. We'll have coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Pre-game and 7 o'clock is the kickoff there. Andrew Luck should see his first time in the preseason. We'll see if they can get their running game going as well. Looks like Henry Anderson's going to be back, too. That's big news for the Colts defensive line. Uh-huh. And then Sunday, Joe, going racing.
Going racing, we
Polk-o-
will be.
Pocono. Yeah.
Huh?
Pocono. How many races a year do they have in Pocono? It seems like every other week they're there.
They race twice. It's the ABC Supply 500. And we'll be on the air starting with our coverage at 3. And with four races left, Simon Pagenaud holding a commanding lead in the standings after four wins this season. That's part of our going racing. The Sprint Cutters Cuppers will be down at the short track at Bristol, Tennessee. And it's IU Surplus Night tonight down on the south side.
Oh, baby.
Action at 6:30, quarter mile clay. Schedule includes the 410 non-wing sprinters, the Super Stocks, the Race Saver Sprints, and a Hornets double feature tonight on IU Surplus Night at the Bloomington Speedway.
Perfect. We'll do a little baseball when we come back at 8:45. Get caught up on all the Olympic stuff as well. How about the Usain Bolt guy? Don't blink, you'll miss him. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I hear this is going to be it for
today.
Fastest human, huh?
Yep.
Well, Michael Phelps said that in 2012 in London, and we saw how
that worked
out.
We used to call the fastest human Bob Hayes. I remember
Didn't
that
we,
when
though?
I was
Bolt
growing
Bob.
Up.
Yeah.
And Usain Bolt is a worthy title holder there after his.
Yeah.
Well, and he's still got one more, the 4x100 relay, which they'll win that probably. So that'll be 9 golds. Not a bad day at the track. No pun intended.
Puts him up there with Carl Lewis and Paavo Nurmi.
That's exactly right.
Great names in track and field athletics.
Oh, and the pantheon of that. All right, Joe, we'll do it again. Coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here.
Joe Smith, Chuck Crabb, Big Show Friday here on a Friday morning. Joe Smith time at 8:46 at WGCL, Glass in the Morning. Smitty, say hello to Julie Warren, the Bloomington lady.
Hey, Bloomington lady. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad.
Excellent.
Joe's busy beaver this week. Holy cow.
Wait a minute. I missed out, Joe. Did your daughter name her, was it her new baby?
New baby?
Carolina.
Carolina. That's so sweet. I love
six
it.
6 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 inches.
All right, good. I like that. That's beautiful.
Now 8 days old.
There we go.
Nice.
Not that you're scoring at
and
home.
Back home.
Ever will forget that day.
Back home with mommy. So.
Nice. Good.
And they'll be listening live tonight when you head down to South. We'll talk a little high school football here in a minute. But we do the Hoosier Report at 8:45. Busy day in Rio yesterday for Jessica Parado, but a busy night tonight at Bill Armstrong for the second night in a row. Hoosier men, 4-0 winners romping over Oakland last night. And Amy Burberry's Hoosiers get it started for real. Last night was exhibition for men, Joe, but this is it. The kickoff, multiple kickoffs going on tonight everywhere.
Well, you have 11 total games against teams that played in last year's NCAA tournament. That's what lies ahead this fall for Amy Burberry's Hoosier soccer women. The season opener tonight at Armstrong Stadium on the Yeagley pitch for Amy's crew. First up will be University of Louisville. U of L drops in for a 7 o'clock meeting, first meeting with the Cards in 19 years. The Hoosiers come right back on Sunday and take on Western Michigan at 1 o'clock. They won the MAC tourney title last year, and again, that match is at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Senior veterans Veronica Ellis, Marissa Borski, and junior Kayla Smith are all back. 15 total, including 11 new true freshmen on the squad this fall. Last night on the Yeagley pitch, Todd Yeagley's Hoosier fellows got rolling in the second half with 3 goals as the 14th-ranked Booters beat and shut out Oakland University 4-0 in an exhibition. 4 different Hoosiers found the back of the net. Indiana faces 13th-ranked UCLA 8 o'clock tomorrow night, wrapping up the exhibition season that will be part of the annual Shindig National Soccer Festival in Fort Wayne. Cream Crimson Volleyball Showcase, the scrimmage, 5 o'clock out at UGym for Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's volleyballers. That is coming up on Saturday. Kevin's got his football Hoosiers in a closed scrimmage. You're wrapping up another week for the Hoosiers Saturday. And classes, of course, will be starting for everyone on Monday, and the clock ticking down for the Gritters, September 1, just a couple of Thursday nights away down in Miami against Florida International. Hoosiers in Rio. Well, let's take a look at the overall medal count. First of all, the U.S. with an even 100, leading China 100-58 there, 35 gold, 33 silver, 32 bronze. Indiana U certainly doing their fair share. Their medal count is 8 and counting, including 5 gold, with still some activity left. Canadian Kelsey Abbey will go in the pole vault final a little bit later tonight, representing her country. And James Conner gets rolling in the 10-meter individual preliminaries later today, and hopefully will be up on the podium come Saturday night with the closing ceremonies on Sunday. Elsewhere, and mentioning Rio based Hoosiers, Jessica Parado finished 10th overall in the 10-meter platform diving yesterday, the second Hoosier to make a Rio individual final. As you know, fellow Hoosier Michael Hickson placed 10th earlier in the week in the spring in the 3-meter springboard after winning the silver earlier in the games in the synchronized diving 3-meter with partner Sam Dorman, and obviously, as you know, too, former All-American high jumper Derek Druin won the gold earlier this week. You can follow along with what we have left in Rio on the hashtag IU in Rio page on iuhoosiers.com. Well, we have a former Hall of Famer coming back to the home state of Indiana, former Indiana U grad, Athletics Hall of Famer, LPGA veteran Michelle Redmond coming back, two-time All-American for Indiana's women golfers. They won 4 tournaments along the way during her year. She was the medalist in 1987, just an outstanding young lady, and certainly made her mark. She'll be competing as part of the 50 Legends Tour players. It'll be competing at the Legends Championship opening today with the Pro-Am tournament extending through Sunday. They'll play the Pete Dye course down in French Lick. Michelle just had, as I mentioned, an outstanding career, is a member of the IU Intercollegiate Athletics Hall of Fame, as well as the National Golf Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Again, that tournament with the Pro-Am starts today and runs through Sunday down at French Lick. Great to have Michelle Redmond back in the home state. Well, as we mentioned earlier, tonight, opening night in football, North at Columbus East, Edgewood at Mitchell, Brownsburg at South, Choctaw and Coach Mo. 6:30, we'll begin our season. Another proud tradition continuing since 1949. Kickoff for all three of those games will be at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow on the high school beat, weather permitting, five sports in activity, cross country. We'll have a go at it. South's up at Indianapolis at the North Central meet. We have girls golf, South in the Hall of Fame Classic down at Country Oaks in Washington. Really busy, weather permitting, and boys and girls soccer, what with all of the local teams playing. Northtown in Washington playing the Hatchets, and Evansville North. Edgewood plays Greenwood Christian in Greenwood. South home to Castle, and also activity for Ken Heidinger's crew. They'll start tonight, actually, in a very loaded Jeffersonville Invitational Tournament. They won their opener last night 5-0 over BNL. And also on the docket sheet tomorrow, Brown County Edgewood in volleyball. So five sports Saturday, a busy Saturday, volleyball indoors, of course, and we'll wait and see, weather permitting, on the other four. Tonight in Rio, tonight at 10.
And tonight in Rio, we'll have relays, 4x1, soccer going on as well, Joe. So we're starting to wind down here. Not much left, as you mentioned, the diving, platform diving, the men's. It's interesting to hear individual diving, because that's what it is. It's no longer a partnership. It's because you've got the partner platforms, partner springboards. And
I think James has got a shot at the podium. He could take home a medal. That would be great. Kelsey, of course, she'll be right there later tonight. That final, by the way, is at 7:30 for Kelsey Abbey.
Tough
so
day
we have
for
a
yeah.
couple of Hoosier kids. Kelsey, of course, has graduated. James is still under the handling of Drew Johansson. So something to watch for tonight.
And that Bolt guy, he's pretty good.
Who?
Usain. Usain in the membrane.
Yeah,
he's fast.
Yeah, we know why. Yeah, associate the word fast with Bolt, lightning.
American kid wins the decathlon yesterday. That's good, but Bolt, obviously the story of the Olympics this week, besides the idiot children on the swim team who are being thrown out of the country and lying about everything they do.
Great.
Hey, the Reds have won three in a row, Joe. We'll pick up with them next week.
Billy Hamilton got his 52nd steal last night.
Speaking of guys
behind,
that are fast.
Beat Miami 5-4,
Cubbies continue to win. They haven't lost this week. I've lost track of how many in a row. That's up to 10 or 11, isn't it?
Chris Bryant he did better in one game than my roto team's done in a week.
Well,
5 for 5 and 5 and 4 runs scored, including 2 home runs. That's pretty good.
He's done that already once this year. That's
that
seems
good
to be
day.
Seems to be normal for him. Colts are on the radio tomorrow night, 6 o'clock
they
pregame, bringing John Harbaugh's Ravens to town. The good news for Colts fans and people going to that game is what, Julie Warren? The retractable roof on Lucas Oil Stadium. It won't be retracting. It will be closed, keeping the rain out so everybody can enjoy the Colts football. Pregame at 6, the kick at 7. And, Joe, we're going racing on Sunday right here on the airwaves.
Yeah, ABC Supply 500. Now, this is for the Indy cars. You asked me earlier about how many times they race at Pocono. Well, the Indy cars race there once a year, but NASCAR races, or the Sprint Cup guys, run there once in the spring, once in the summer. So 3 500s total, to answer your original question earlier.
I knew it was
today.
A lot. It seemed like every other week we're going to Pocono, and I know in the summertime that's a big resort place, so it makes sense.
3 o'clock race coverage for the Indy cars on Sunday.
Excellent. Well, let's hope the weather holds up, but, Joe, I just don't see it. Maybe down in Washington they get a break. Maybe up in Greenwood they get a break. But
it's not going to be, like I said, the soccer kids, they finally got to play this week, their first games.
And then they took the rug out.
But, it doesn't look good tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll get caught up on it Monday regardless.
We'll
have plenty to do.
And then
we're full steam ahead as the season has started. Big Show Friday is large and in charge as always. And thanks for being a part of it.
Glad to be a part of it. Julie, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
Yeah, we'll hear you tonight. Chalk Talk at 6:30, the kick at 7, the lid lifter on the 2016 high school football season. Great job as always, pal.
Thank you, my man.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 on big show Friday and Monday mornings.